Time now to hear from you, our listeners, and joining us to help our senior producer, Steve Proffitt.
Hi, Madeline. Not natural disasters, not politics. No, the number one subject for listener comments was our Mother's Day curmudgeon, Emily Yaffe.
Emily, yes, she's a mother, she's a daughter, and yet not a fan of Mother's Day. Here's a bit of her complaint.
It's just totally artificial, and I think everyone feels sort of beaten down. And what in the world do you get?
Well, this provoked horror and outrage among many of our listeners.
This is Betty Mosley Brown from Washington, D.C. As a childless, motherless 47-year-old woman, I trade all my tomorrows for just 1 minute with my mother.
Now, Madeline, we got many, many similar comments, but there were a few who agreed with Emily, actually, including Jody Smith of Milwaukee, Oregon.
For years, I've hated Mother's Day. Just hand me a cup of coffee and let me read the Sunday paper.
Okay, well, we must have gotten some other letters, right, Steve?
We did on other subjects. On Thursday, we talked about the possibility of oil hitting $200 a barrel.
And gasoline going for $7 a gallon.
So we computed what it would cost to fill the tanks of various vehicles at that price. Several listeners complained that we were using the wrong metric.
They thought we should be talking about the vehicle's fuel economy and not the size of the gas tank.
Here's Robin Ford of Amherst, Massachusetts.
If gas were to reach $7 a gallon, $100 would buy you 642 highway miles in a Toyota Prius. The same $100 would only get you 285 highway miles in a Ford Explorer. If people saw the yearly cost associated with excess fuel consumption, they might make different purchasing choices. The size of the gas tank is irrelevant.
Thanks for that from listener Robin Fordham. Now, yesterday we had a story, part of our Bottom Line series, about how workers, especially young people, were fleeing the upper Midwest.
And that's mostly because of a lack of job opportunities.
Right. Ashley Rybarczyk of Milwaukee is a recent architecture school grad.
She says she sent out 25 resumes to Milwaukee firms and got only one interview.
Then she went to Dallas, sent out 12 resumes, and got 3 job offers.
She writes, I want to settle in Milwaukee, but I just can't support myself or a future family.
And finally, Madeline, last week we talked about the truly disgusting things one might find these days in the seat pockets on airlines.
Yeah, truly disgusting. Dirty diapers, old French fries,
oops,
nail clippings.
Yeah. Jennifer Jackson of Woburn, Massachusetts, heard that story, and she was packing to go on an airline trip.
Your timing couldn't have been better, or worse, I suppose. You managed to get this self-identified germaphobe to pack an extra bottle of hand sanitizer.
Okay, thank you for that, Jennifer Jackson, and thank you to all of you who wrote to us.
We hang on your every comment. To write us, just go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link.
Steve Proffitt, thank you.
Madeline, it's my pleasure.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.